Hey guys, and welcome to the second episode of All Things Mental Health, where we will be talking all things mental health. So, today we'll be talking about self-dialogue. So, I think that surrounding ourselves with people that are good for us and good for our mental health is super important, but I also think the way we talk to ourselves matters so much. Like, I think it shapes our mental health, if I'm being honest. How we perceive ourselves is a big play in how we feel, and how we regulate our emotions. And if we're not kind to ourselves, I think it can, alter us really badly. I think the more we understand and improve this self-dialogue of ourselves, I think we can take a better step towards like understanding our psychological selves better. So, a lot of the times I think about how we can talk to ourselves better. Self-dialogue can often be really hard to focus on because I think a lot of the times we don't give ourselves the grace that we should be given. Like, for example, we'll be giving our friends a lot of the grace that we don't give ourselves, such as like supportive language or constructive language, telling ourselves that we've done things good and we've handled, certain situations well. And oftentimes we don't encourage ourselves enough like we should during stressful times. And I don't think that we as individuals really deserve that, I think we deserve better than that for ourselves. I think we're often quite critical, and it can often present itself as being things like I'm not good enough, or I always mess this up, and this is never going to be good, and things like that. So I definitely think that these contribute to a lot of anxiety that we have. And I think the more we pour goodness into ourselves, the more we'll feel better. So I also think that framing dialogue in a different light can really help. So having a different perspective in terms of dialogue. So like I previously said, sometimes people will say like, I can't do this, or I'm not capable of this, or I'm not able to go through with this. Simply just shifting that to, I know this is difficult, but I will find a way through it. I have done so in the past. I think giving ourselves a second to realize that we are human beings at the end of the day, and we deserve to be giving ourselves, all the good talk that we would give our best mate. I always think about this analogy that I've had in my head for as long as I can remember. I think you should try and imagine yourself as talking to your best mate. You wouldn't want your best mate to be, talking badly about themselves. You would want them to see themselves as the prize, and you would want them to put themselves on a pedestal. And so I think we should reframe this dialogue that we have for ourselves to imagine ourselves talking to our best mates and talking to our loved ones, and we should be talking to ourselves with even more love. We are the people we wake up with every single day. So, I hope that these inner dialogues within ourselves get easier for people to understand, and that it's not just internal chatter that we have in our brains. I think we need to realize that it can be a significant component to our mental health, and it lays the foundation to the day. How we speak to ourselves matters more than anything. And I hope everybody realizes this and takes this on. And thank you for listening to this episode. Come back next week for another one.